visage also. Allah has given us this ni'mat. They bought all the qurbani animals, everything agreed. Qurbani will be on this day, Eid day, and you'll make the qurbani for us. No problem. Everything agreed. They paid him everything. Value of Ramzan. At the most we know it's Ramzan, but what is the value? Perhaps we also are in those days of jahal and stuff. Therefore, generally people who don't know the value of Ramadan, as mashallah, our friends have written who come here, they say that you have opened our eyes. Now we come to know what this great month is all about. We thought it was East, sure. Ismail, you sure? You're getting doubtful. One, a professor in a university asked the students, they didn't know from where the sun rises. And we have experienced this many places where we ask them in the airport lounges, it's time for Fajr or Maghrib. We ask, so they went out to the west. They thought the moon is something that somebody like Ramzan comes, like a human being comes. And he is the one who brings this order, like the government order. The person from the government side who comes and give the order, he is the one who is causing us this problem. So they waited, and towards sunset, Abad, they saw one person in the shop in the little village he sells. So he had a buffalo, domesticated buffalo, which he kept that for slaughtering and to sell the meat. But that buffalo got loose from its place and it ran in the masjid. The people became very angry on him. Can't you look after your animal, your buffalo? It's coming here in the 100% rejuvenated. A new body you will get. And your body won't be a Japanese recondition. It will be Allah recondition. When a car comes in an accident, and then the panel beater, how good work he can do, he reconditions your car. And you get Japanese reconditioned cars again. One Ramzan, if we apply it properly, is enough to change a person's life. Allah reward our mashayikh who have established these khanqahs. And where, for example, what I myself, where we learn from Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith particularly, Rahmatullah Ali in his khanqah, they made us learn to know what Ramzan is all about. The child to eat more. Even we, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, Ramzan was a month of fasting. But unfortunately, we have made it a month of feasting. And we eat more, consume more in Ramzan than ordinary months. In quantity also, and in calories also. For Tarawih is out of the question. Just to for a question of survival. You eat food to survive, but you ate so much. Now if you survive, you're lucky. Because you overate so much. And this is a regular reoccurrence in the Middle East countries every year. So that should not be the case. So iftari time, you ate so much at iftari time, to make it for Tarawih becomes difficult. You are so heavy. And the minute a person eats, he wants to take a little rest. You go and rest, you slept away. Now you can't, you're in such a deep slumber, you can't get up for Isha. And then, so our rozas, we start, because we're not making the proper, what harm can be caused. And the other side of it is also true. Jismuhu sagheer wa ajruhu kabir. The tongue is very small, but the rewards of the tongue, if you say the right things, how great. Just you say, Subhanallah bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-azim, with the tongue you said it. How small words. Khafifatan, that is a command of Allah Ta'ala to speak straight. When we don't speak straight, there are endless problems that come into our life. So we have to learn how to speak straight. We have to be muqashanas. See the occasion when you say. Don't just say the right thing also in the wrong time. That person, for example, one boy was drowning. So that how many people don't sleep in their bedroom on Eid night? That mustn't get spoiled. They go and sleep at a bedding in the front room. Well, beautiful house, beautiful. The bedroom must be kept neat and tidy. That nobody must sleep. You go and sleep with your bedding in the front room. In the morning you just wrap your bedding and you put it away. So he looked up and he kept quiet. During the course of the bayan, he just looked up and he kept quiet. Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali whispered in our Shaykh's ear, at this time Maulana is not here with us. He's somewhere else. He's by the Arsh of Allah Ta'ala. So it is people who are like that. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at tahajjud.
About the raid matters of the unseen is also a type of shirk. To take evil omens, to regard any month as unlucky, to recite a particular saint's name as a wazifa, as we take Allah Ta'ala's name and read it as a wazifa, para was recited. The first three rukus of the 16th para is the continuation and completion of Suratul Kahf. Towards the end of the 15th para, from the second last ruku, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of an incident which continues in the first ruku of the 16th para also. And that is the incident of Musa alayhi salam, who do not possess. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then also informed Musa alayhi salatu wasalam where he will meet Khadir alayhi salam, the place where the two seas meet, and a sign for that also was mentioned, that take a fish with you, and when that fish comes back to life and slips into the water, that is the place where you will meet. Such tiredness which up till now he did not experience. Anyway, they rest again, and Musa alayhi salam calls for the food to be brought, and then Yusha alayhi salam remembers the incident. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam tells him, that was the place where we had to meet Khadir alayhi salam. They retrace their steps and they see a person sitting at that same spot who was Khadir alayhi salam. Shariat are connected to the external. And then behind the veils of this external, there is that which is now the internal, which is hidden behind the screen of the external. That knowledge, that is not bound by the laws of Shariat. And normally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assigns the responsibility of enforcing them to take a ride on the ship without any charge. But on boarding the ship, Khadir alayhi salam, with Musa alayhi salam, Khadir alayhi salam then damages this ship, and he takes out, dislodges some planks and makes the ship defective. Obviously Musa alayhi salam could not understand this. He immediately objected. What's wrong? Students, we all know, we are always asking for last chance. So Musa alayhi salam said, okay, give me one more chance. If I ask anything again, object to anything again, then you can tell me not to stay with you, because then you would have reached the point of excuse. Anyway, the third incident mentioned here is they reach a town, their ship, and also their source of livelihood. The second incident concerning the child which I had killed, he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him with the child with pious and mu'min parents. But this child was destined for kufr in the taqdeer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there was fear for Allah wa ta'ala, which you could not understand. So this is the incident which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned here. Many, many lessons and many, many things have been extracted from this incident, which the ulama have now written in many booklets, and they have mentioned it. The next incident is concerning Dhul Qarnayn. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنْ ذِي الْقَرْنَيْنِ. And then the third one, to a place which was situated between two mountains. A nation decided there, they complained to Dhul Qarnayn that behind this mountain,